The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines, and rumor has it he has gotten even busier. Hopefully he's not coughing. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm a busy guy, and no, I'm not coughing, and I'm happy to say that because this is cough season.
Because you were coughing.
Yes, we all know that. Just walking around in a supermarket or anywhere else, this is cough season. So, look, coughing is perfectly normal. Nothing to really be worried about, especially this time of year. The air is dry. You need to clean your pipes. However, a persistent cough is a whole other story. That's what we're going to be talking about. Because there's a reason behind every persistent cough. And there's often a warning, and I'll walk you through that. So we're going to talk about the various types of coughs. We've all had them from one way or another. I'll tell you the symptoms. I'll tell you the causes. And I'll tell you whether to worry about it from don't worry about that at all to, oops, grab the phone, call your doc. And better yet, I'm going to tell you what you should do about each cough. Okay, so here comes all the information. Let's start with the first symptoms. And this is so common. You feel a little tickling in your throat, right? You know what my mother used to call post-nasal drip. It's a little mucus dripping down the back of your throat. It's worse at night. All right. So what do you think, Jill? If you must have felt something like that. Is that something to just kind of live with, or is that something to start to worry about?
I am the junior detective, so I would want to just make sure. Something I want to find out. By this, I do not mean have scans and this and that. I just want to know what the patterns are. Like,
right.
Are you up there? Do you need a humidifier? Are you? That's what I want to know. So
right. So So you're not rushing to the ER. That's good. Because that kind of little postnasal drip kind of thing, a little tickling in your throat. That's really nothing to worry about. Chances are it's going to pass in a couple of days. There's nothing to it. Now, if you start sneezing at the same time, if your eyes are starting to get a little itchy and you've got that tickling in your throat, okay, you may be developing an allergy. I have hay fever. It comes and goes all year long. It's simple to control. In my case, I can just take an over-the-counter antihistamine like Zyrtec, and it's nothing to worry about. Because it should be under control. But if the coughing and the sneezing persist for about a week or so after you're taking the Zyrtec, it's probably time to see your doc, or at least, you know, send him a line or give him a call. And I would recommend strongly that you start with your family doctor to rule out a serious sinus infection, because I think that's a much better way to go before asking for a referral to a much more expensive allergy specialist. A lot of people rush to see an allergy specialist. Allergy specialists run you through a whole line of tests that can be very expensive. Don't start there. Start if you've got these symptoms. You may have an allergy, okay, but start with your doctor, see what she says, and then take the referral from there. Okay, next. You got a dry cough, and it ends in a rattle and a wheezing sound. I've had this so many times, that wheezing sound. And it's worse at night, and especially and when you're exercising. You're exercising, your chest gets tight, you get shortness of breath. You may feel tired as well. Okay, so if you've got all that, you've got that array of symptoms, that's something to start thinking about, because that potentially could be asthma. And asthma is a serious inflammation of the lungs. When it gets out of control, it can literally be fatal. We have a friend, and this just happened 2 weeks ago. A friend's sister had severe asthma, and she got an attack. She was at home. She was alone. She did not get to her medicine. She died at age 51 from asthma. So asthma is nothing to ignore at all. If you get those symptoms, this is a point where you should not hesitate. If you've got all those symptoms, go call a lung specialist. Go find one. Your family doctor can make a referral for you. On the other hand, don't panic. don't panic. There are drugs for asthma, including albuterol, Singulair, that can control your conditions. And with the right lung specialist and your family doctor watching you, you should be fine, okay? Okay, now imagine that your dry cough comes with spasmodic attacks. And this could happen often when you're eating or when, and certainly when you're lying down. Now, I didn't realize this, Jill. This is something I learned researching this. You may be suffering from acid reflux. And what I didn't realize was that acid reflux is actually the most common cause of chronic coughing. And, you know, my wife, Carol, has this from time to time. So I got familiar with it. I didn't realize that it was the most common cause. But anyway, here's what you should do. Here's what she does. Prop yourself up in bed at least 8 inches when you go to sleep. That'll help with the acid reflux. Also, of course, go see a doctor and get some guidance here. But again, don't panic. There are very effective drugs for acid reflux. Prilosec is one of them. You see it on TV all the time. There are others. So it is a condition, but it is a condition that can be treated and controlled. But what if that dry cough we're talking about now turns wet and with ugly colored mucus? Okay, if you see that, that's a real danger sign. That may come along with chills. It may come along with fever. Fever is always something you should never ignore. You've got difficulty breathing. The coughing can turn painful. Now, Jill, have you ever experienced anything as severe as that?
Well, it depends on whether or not, if I've got a progressive, if I start with a sore throat or whatever, then I'm sneezing and coughing, and then I get like a real hack. And yes, but it's not in a vacuum. It's like my colds happen to move down to my chests.
Okay. So that's part of your cold syndrome.
Right. So I'm listening, and I just, it's important to emphasize whether this is part of something else or not emphasize, that's right. Wrong. But
here's the thing. It's a little bit gross, okay? But here's the thing. You got to pay attention to the color of your mucus. If the mucus is opaque and so on, that's, you've got a common cold, and that's not got nothing too serious. If that mucus turns yellow and brown, oh my God, red, then chances are you may have pneumonia. Okay. And so chances are you've never had pneumonia. Pneumonia lands you in the hospital in many cases. So obviously you got to see your doctor immediately. You got to get it diagnosed. There are two causes of pneumonia, bacterial or viral. If it's bacterial, you're actually in a little bit of luck because they're antibiotics. You can get treated. If it's a viral cause of pneumonia, maybe it won't be as severe, but there's little they're going to do for you. You're going to get some chicken soup. You're going to get a lot of rest, and you can deal with your pneumonia. But the key thing there is that ugly mucus. Okay, next. You develop this chronic hacking cough that you're describing here, okay, with mucus, okay, but it's not that ugly stuff yet. But it's worse, and this can get tricky now. It's worse in the morning, but it actually gets better as the day goes on. Now, don't be fooled by a hacking cough like that. That can be the beginning signs of a very dangerous damage to your lungs. That could be bronchitis or develop into bronchitis. Even worse, that could be a warning of emphysema. Now, if, you know, this is 2020, and I hate to be telling you this in 2020, but I'm going to. If you're a smoker, stop smoking immediately and go see your doctor. I'm assuming you've got these hacking coughs. My father had it forever. That can lead to emphysema. Emphysema can kill. It can be fatal. I worked for a guy who was a chronic smoker. This goes back years, obviously. But there we were in an office where the guy smoked all the time, and he had his hacking cough. And his sister stopped smoking, and then about a month later is diagnosed with emphysema. So what does he say? He says, see, they don't see the connection between smoking and emphysema. She didn't have emphysema until she stopped smoking. Okay. Don't be that foolish. Stop smoking. And don't wait until it's so serious that you're going to be diagnosed with emphysema. She died, by the way, about 6 months later. So don't kid yourself about that stuff. Stop smoking. All right, one last warning here. If you or your child seem to have just a common cold, but it then leads to that hacking cough we've been talking about, with not a wheezing sound or rattling sound, but a whooping sound, okay? That's whooping cough. It can be so severe that your child can turn blue from a lack of oxygen. Obviously, it's whooping cough kills children every year. It certainly is very dangerous. That usually the children are infants. They can't protect themselves from it. Okay, now here's the good news. There's a vaccine to prevent whooping cough, okay? And every parent should have it for their child. The tragic news is, and Jill, we've talked about this too much. The tragic news is that increasingly parents aren't vaccinating their kids against all sorts of things, including something like whooping cough, which can be fatal. This kills babies. So get that vaccine. You know, we're in a situation now where only 80% of parents are getting their kids vaccinated. That's it used to be 90, only like a decade ago. This is serious. And it's such a tragedy if an innocent and defenseless child develops whooping cough because they did not get the vaccine and then ends up in the hospital, can end up with all kinds of complications, including death. So please, and I would say this to listeners, if you know someone who is not vaccinating their kids, you know what? Be a good loved one. Be a good neighbor. Go nag them. I'm nagging our listeners right now. I'm nagging you. If you're not vaccinating your kids, you know someone who isn't vaccinating your kids, please go do it. The vaccines will help the child. They're not dangerous to the child. And these diseases, especially something like whooping cough, can be avoided, and you can protect yourself and your kids.
And was it at the beginning of the last century? I mean, weren't there whooping cough epidemics? A lot of these vaccines were created for a reason, and a lot of them have been made safer. And it's, you know, you've got to do your research. It doesn't serve to just be an unthinking herd member in this situation. You know, do your research and make sure it's good.
This is and you know, you say do your research, and this is a big part of the problem.
Yeah.
If you go on the internet, there's an awful lot of phony information there. Not even phony, dangerous.
It's just put out
by people who don't believe in vaccines.
Yep.
The stuff looks, I've been over this many times. The stuff looks very official. It pops up in the algorithms. It's right up there. You look up whooping cough, and up pops this stuff telling you that the vaccines are dangerous or certainly don't do any good. You don't have to do it. It's the big state, you know, forcing you to take away your freedoms, blah, 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 blah. That's dangerous. So go call your doctor. If your kid,
why you have one or should?
If your kid has, we talked about the rattling cough, that little wheezing cough. You know what? Give your doctor a call. Make sure that's not a little whooping cough, okay? Or something can develop into whooping cough. Don't relax about stuff when there's a fever involved, when there's chills involved, when there's the hacking is persistent, when the mucus turns ugly. I mean, look, coughs are, we cough every day. I coughed already today 5 times. I'm fine.
Right.
Okay. And chances are you're fine. Okay. But when coughing leads, when there are other symptoms with it that are more consistent with disease, like shortness of breath, like fever, like chills, like a hacking sound that turns into wheezing, severe wheezing, and you're getting shortness of breath. Okay, don't relax then. Don't relax then. Pick up the telephone, call your family doctor, describe what's going on. If there's any doubt at all, get in your car, drive on down, have a little meeting with her. And, you know, if nothing else, you're going to get peace of mind, okay? But if something is developing, there are medicines. There are over-counter medicines. There are prescription medicines to deal with any of the symptoms and the persistent symptoms that I've described today. There's help if you pick up the phone. And certainly, if you've got a child, get that child vaccinated.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.